Let's head over to the KRDU Newsline now, joined by national correspondent Aaron Rial. And Aaron, today's another day that a lot of financial nerds are looking forward to, kind of like Christmas, as far as, or maybe better yet, like Groundhog's Day. Is Fed Chair Jerome Powell going to see his shadow again today?
Yep, and I'm one of those nerds. 2 p.m. when he announces his rate hike, or no rate hike, I'll be tuning in, that's for sure. But right now the market, the futures markets, they're pricing in 84% chance of a rate rise. They're thinking 25 basis points. However, there's this whole other camp that believes that the Fed isn't going to raise rates at all, and they think that this is because of so much economic uncertainty that we have been living through, frankly, that we're living through. It would be disingenuous to say that we've completed the banking crisis, it's over. No, it's still kind of happening. So because of that, it now becomes what's going to happen next. What is the next move? Where are the markets going to go? And they believe, these folks that think there isn't going to be a rate increase, it's because that this contraction, it's kind of equivalent to a tightening in Fed policy anyway, so there's no need to raise rates. What we know for sure is that the Fed is going to continue to raise interest rates long term. They only are doing this pause, if they even consider a pause, in the short term, because they target a 2% inflation rate. We're still at 6%. Their long-term rates are going up. Are they going up right now, today? We'll have to wait and see.
Because this bank, SVP, and also the other ones, Signature, that were mentioned, and Credit Suisse, I mean, they weren't the only ones, obviously, that were speculating that insurance rates would stay low and making their strategy all about that, were they?
No, not at all. In fact, they weren't even invested in some risky derivative product. This was treasuries that they were kind of overstacked on. And I think that just shows you, I say this all the time, I'm always shocked how much more of an art than a science economics is. This is what we were told is safe, is okay. And it wasn't, because interest rates started to go up. Now, the fact that they never anticipated interest rates going up, you can argue, well, that's silly. They should have looked to that. They should have anticipated that. And I believe that there is some absolute validity to that. But we had lived in this low interest rate economic policy for so long. We had rates by, 0% for so long that when they went up, they were like, wait, what? How is this happening? And that's not to say that it shouldn't have been hedged better. It should have. But you're seeing banks that were kind of too heavily invested in one sector go under, and that's what we saw. And now you're having the Fed come in and FDIC have to insure more deposits. So the question becomes, are cap requirements not strong enough? There's so many questions that need to be answered, much like 2008. It takes a long time for these regulations to suss themselves out.
Yeah, and there's always that old adage that they'll continue to raise rates, things like that, until something breaks. And could that be the indication that we've seen kind of that camel's back break with a lot of these kind of economic headlines that we continue to talk about?
Yeah. For sure. Sure. That's essentially what we saw. They raised rates till something breaks, something broke. And now it's time to take a beat and figure out what's next. But it seems like they're likely going to continue to raise rates. They have to. The inflation is too high, and we have to get that under control. And that's their prerogative. So they're going to raise rates. How much and how fast, that's the question at hand.
Absolutely. And I guess we have just over 5 hours of wait time to see exactly what will happen. Aaron, we appreciate that. And I'm sure we'll probably break it down tomorrow.
Indeed. Yes. Thank you.